You're listening to the Racing Roundup with Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath.
Good evening, this is the Bobby Beavers Racing Roundup alongside Jim McGrath, and I'm absolutely delighted and excited to say as well, this week's show is live from Aintree. It's the Grand National Festival here in the Northwest, and this is our Grand National Special as well. Great to have Jim McGrath alongside me. Jim, great to see you. I suppose, can you believe it was 12 months ago that we saw One for Arthur win the Grand National for Scotland again?
Well, it is amazing how quickly things come around. I mean, particularly at my age. I mean, you're half my age. But yes, it doesn't seem that long since One for Arthur was bombing past the winning post. We've been here today. We had some smashing racing on the first day. Treble for Nicky Henderson, a big treble. Three winners and a second. Two of those winners ridden by Daryl Jacob, who also had a fine day. And generally, Bobby, considering how wet it's been, and most of the listeners will identify with this, the ground didn't ride badly. Okay, it's soft, but it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
No, I very much agree with you there, Jim. If we just touch upon the Nicky Henderson treble as well, Mike Bite has won this afternoon's Betsway Bowl. Mike Bite, a cracking second, you know, ran his heart out it last time out in the Cheltenham Golf Club, finished second behind it, Native River, but it's great to see him back in the winner's enclosure this afternoon.
Yeah, it's nice to see him finish his season with a win. Nicky Henderson said he'd come out of the Golf Cup well. He had the best form. He was entitled to be short, and he was actually. And one slight doubt was whether, you know, his stamina was suspect under the conditions, which is what many people felt was the reason why he got beaten Cheltenham. But he coped well and he won with authority.
And we have a dream of winning the Grade 1 Juvenile there this afternoon as well, Jim. 5 from 5 now for Nicky Henderson.
Yeah, very smart horse. Great shame he couldn't run in the trial, because the way he won today, even though collectively I don't think the juveniles are a brilliant proposition, but even so, you've got to think the way he won this race here at Aintree, he's gone very close.
And that's Nicky Henderson, who we've said has had a treble this afternoon, and Daryl Jacob steering two of those horses to victory here at Aintree. Now, as I said, this is the Grand National Special for the Bobby Beavers Racing Roundup this week with Jim McGrath. And first off, earlier on today, I caught up with the jockey Harry Cobden. This year, he rides the Dutchman for Colin Tizard, and here's where he had to stay.
So I'm joined now by Harry Cobden, who will be riding the Dutchman on Saturday in the Grand National. Harry, you rode him 2 starts back when he was very impressive in the Peter Marsh at Haydock.
He was. He jumped and travelled well and did everything brilliantly and stayed on really well in the closing stages. So hopefully the trip won't be an issue. I've scored him over a few national fences, David Pipes, and he jumped them really well. So fingers crossed he'll run a big race.
He got pulled up last time in the Grand National trial when Danny Cook was riding. Did Danny say what the problem was at all? Was it just two testing ground maybe?
I'm not too sure. Mr. Tizard said he wasn't completely happy with him going into the race. So I think we should just put a line through it and forget about that run really.
I think they could say as well, every horse is due a bad run, isn't he?
Fingers crossed it won't be on Saturday. But hopefully he's got it out of the way. And he looked $1 million the other day. His coat had come really well, and he just, you know, really looking forward to riding him.
And you know how to win over the Grand National fences as well, 12 months ago, winning the top on Ultra Gold.
Yeah, looking forward to him. I'm riding him on Friday. So fingers crossed we can get a nice clear passage and do the same again. It'd be nice.
Harry, thank you very much for your time.
Cheers, mate.
Harry Cobden is speaking to me earlier on here at Aintree. I just said to him there, Jim, we just heard the interview. I said 2 starts ago in the Peter Marsh Chase, the Dutchman was very impressive that day.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I was there that day. He got a big rise in the weights for winning that, so his task in the Grand National is much, much stiffer. And since then, of course, he did run very well in the national trial itself at the same course. But he broke the blood vessel. Now, that's still worrying. The good news, if you like, is that the stable were going through a bit of an injury patch at the time, that was one of the times, and they did have the first winner at Aintree this afternoon, so maybe the fortunes are on the up.
And the trainer and jockey as well know how to win over the Grand National fences. Jim, 12 months ago they won the Topham Chase with an Ultra Gold. I think it was about 52, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was a big price. Actually, Colin's got a pretty good record in Aintree, Colin's got overall. So, you know, if he's over that mishap, and I don't like fences, to be honest with you, that go into a big race off a bad run. But if he is over that, he's only 8 and still relatively unexposed.
And what we'll do is look in horses that are prominent in the market. There's currently four horses that are very prominent in the market ahead of this year's Randox Health at Grand National. They are horse number three, Annabelle Fly, trained by Tony Martin and ridden by Barry Geraghty. Also, Black Lion, another one prominent in the market as well for Nigel Twiston Davis and Sam Twiston Davis. Tiger Roll is also in there as well for Gordon Elliott and Gordon Elliott and jockey David Russell, should I say. So, trainer Gordon Elliott, jockey David Russell. I got it right in the end there, Jim. Tiger Roll, winner of the cross country chase at last time out at Cheltenham. And also Total Recall as well for Willie Mullins, who won the race back in 2005 with hedge hunter Paul Townend, the man in the saddle. Unfortunately, Ruby Walsh is still on the sidelines and is missing this year's Grand National Festival. Now, earlier on today, I caught up with the trainer, Nigel Twiston Davis, who's got Black Lion, and I also spoke very briefly, just to emphasise, very briefly to Gordon Elliott. He's got a Tiger Roll in the field as well. Here's what they both had to say.
So I'm joined now by trainer Nigel Twiston Davis, his horse Black Lion, very prominent in the market ahead of the 2018 Randox Health Grand National. Had a fine season, second in the Charlie Hall, won the Beach and then second in the Grand National Trial. So good season so far, and hopefully the best is yet to come, as they say.
Well, I think so. You know, he's in great form. We've given him a nice long break till this race. He's really fresh, well, and let's hope so.
And he's been working well at home since that second in the Grand National Trial?
Yeah, great. You know, not a bother on him.
A few people mentioned that they were a bit concerned he might not get the trip. What do you think to that?
Well, he was beaten 8 lengths last year with, you know, quite a prominent ride. If we hold him up a bit more this year, I'm sure he will.
Fantastic, Nigel. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Cheers. Well, Gordon Elliott joins me now, who's got Tiger Roll in the Grand National on Saturday. How's he been since his win at Cheltenham last time out in the cross country?
Yeah, he's in good form. We're really looking forward to running him. It's not an easy race, but we're looking forward to running him, so we'll see what happens.
You've won the race before, 2007, with Silver Birch. Do you think you can win it again 11 years later?
Actually, you can dream. That's all you can do in this game. And horses in great form, that's all I can say.
You got to hope for a big run then?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
Thank you. Cheers for your time, Gordon.
To talk to Gordon Elliott there, even if it was for a whole 20 seconds, you know, straight to the point, short and sweet. And also before speaking to Nigel Twiston Davis as well, I suppose the first thing we need to mention about Black Lion, a few people question whether or not he actually gets the Grand National trip.
I backed him last year, and I'd be one of those. I mean, he looked like the winner as they cost a million run for a second time. Jumped beautifully, travelled beautifully. We know he's great on the horse. He won the last autumn as well. But apart from that fact, Bobby, he is £9 higher than last year. Now, he couldn't win with £9 less a year ago. You know, the fact that his market's higher, and that slight worry about the trip is enough. Plus the fact that he ran an absolute stinker of Hagar last time, and he was legless along there.
And Tiger Roll as well for Gordon Elliott. I'd say I only got 20 seconds out of him, but the best I got was he's in real form, big race, real form.
Yeah, he's a funny little horse, Tiger Roll. He's got loads of ability, as his win at Cheltenham showed. I think Michael O'Leary, well, I don't think I know, he said afterwards, he's only a little rat of a thing. You never know how he's going to go. When he's on the going day, he's a smashing horse. But whether he'll take to the home earlier than that, I think, you know, he's a worry.
And also this year as well, we've got three very talented lady jockeys competing in the 2018 Randox Health at Grand National. They are Rachel Blackmore, who rides Alpha Desobo. Also, we have Katie Walsh, who's riding Maiden's Hills for her husband trainer, Ross O'Sullivan. And also, Bryony Frost, she will ride Milan's Bar for Neil King. Of course, at Milan's Bar, winning the Classic Chase this season. And Jim, last season, won for Arthur in the Classic Chase at Warwick, and then came here and won the big one.
Yeah, well, Bryony Frost got a good ride. There's no doubt that Milan's Bar has some talent to go and run a decent race. He is a lot higher in the weights than when Bryony won him, and she can't claim this time because of the value of the Grand National. Nobody can claim in a race like this. So at the weights, the task is harder. But what does Milan's Bar do on his good days? He wants soft ground, he stays longer than the mother-in-law, and he jumps really well. So he has the qualities to run a good race.
And of the other two as well, Rachel Blackmore rides Alpha Desobo. But before we talk about Alpha Desobo, Bain de Lille, I think you were quite fancy her to run a big race on Saturday.
Well, I told you last week, Bobby. I mean, it sounds awfully glib now. When we discussed this race last week in the early stages, he was 50-1, and I said he was worth a small bet at that price. Would I back him now at 16s? Probably not. Sorry, I say him. She's a mare. But she's a good mare. She ran really well in a warm-up race in Ireland last time out, that produced two horses that went on around blinders in the Irish Grand National. So we know she comes into the race in good heart. We know she stays very well because she's run well in the Welsh National before. And I think she's got a sporting each way chance. But her odds now are a little bit cramped.
And what about Alpha De Zobo, trained by Mouse Morris? Mouse Morris won the race a couple of years ago with Rule the World. She's riding that, owned by Jiggins Housel as well.
Yeah, Jiggins Housel strongly represented again, four representatives this time. Rachel Blackmore, as you said, takes the ride. Rachel is actually a professional. She's had a great season. You know, it was a big call on her part to say, no, I'm going to give this a go, because she was on the fringes of maybe giving up her amateur status and not riding regularly at all. She changed her mind, turned pro, and has had a really good time, so it's good to see her rewarded. She's won the longest chases in Ireland, and she's going to have a ride in the top one by the time the national comes along, so that will have given her a good experience. He's a funny horse, his record is patchy, but he's talented and reasonably weighted.
And we do have also two northern horses in the field this year. One of those is trained in Yorkshire, that is I Just Know, trained by Sue Smith, who we know won the race back in 2013 with Robbie's Encore. Danny Cook is the man in the saddle. And also we have See You at Midnight as well, who's been recently purchased by David and Patricia Thompson. You may recognise those silks as well. For example, Highland Lodge will be running in those silks tomorrow in the Top and Chase. And it's some years ago now, Party Politics, who won the Grand National back in 1992. Just before we give the analysis of those two horses, earlier on I spoke to jockey Danny Cook, and he's riding I Just Know for his boss, Sue Smith. So Danny, thank you very much for your time here at Aintree. I suppose the first question is it, how is it I Just Know ahead of his Grand National run on Saturday?
Yeah, he's very fresh and well at home. Everything's gone well leading up to the race. So, fingers crossed for a good run.
And it was very impressive in the North Yorkshire Grand National, winning that race at Catterick. Is that when the plan came together for him to be potentially the Aintree type and have a pop at the Grand National?
We fought it last year. It was his first season chasing, and he made the step up from being a 105 horse up to a 135 horse. So we fought it last year, as it was his first season chasing. Then this year we were just going to tip away again, and was prospect of next year more so being his Grand National there more than this year. But the way he won at Catterick, he got high enough in the handicap then to warrant a rate, warrant going into it this year. So we're going to give him a run this year, and fingers crossed he can run well. But we always thought he'd be better as a 9 or 10 year old because he's so big, and he's just taking a bit of time to fill out.
He didn't run well last year on the Mile May course, Danny. Is that a bit of a concern for you at all?
No. It was a good racer, and a good gallop from end to end, and he just got a bit tired. He was big and weak, and he had a long season that year. He started off at Hexham in grueling ground, and he had a long season, so he's ready for a holiday. So he's come here, and he's only had 3 runs this year, so he's come here nice and fresh. Well, 4 runs, I think, so he's come here nice and fresh.
I know in the past fortnight I spoke to Sue, and she said that the plan was to take him up to Moulton and school him over the Grand National fences. Was it yourself schooling him at all?
Yeah, I scored him. He jumped very well, very, very accurate. He's always been a good jumper. That's one thing he's always done well, is his jump. Hopefully now he should get the trip. He should get the trip fine now. There's no real excuses, just whether he's good enough, really.
Absolutely. Well, Danny, thank you very much for your time, and the best of luck riding I Just Know on Saturday in the Randox Health Grand National. Thank you for your time.
Cheers.
Danny Cook talking to me earlier there. He rides I Just Know. Now, just before we talk about I Just Know and See You at Midnight as well, for people who saw the bowl earlier on, would have seen that he did part company with the Brian Ellison trained Death of the Red. Fortunately, though, Jim, he's okay.
Yeah, he went out the side door after the horse flattered the first fence. He tried valiantly to stay on, but he came off like an Apache in a Western. He looked, actually everybody was worried because the screens went up rather, because he did look in a lot of pain, but in the end, after the medical team was coming to him, he actually walked back into the ambulance carrying him. We thought maybe he'd hurt his arm, but he's fine.
which is great to see as well, because he has got a great ride. And we'll start with it with I just now. He was very impressive at two starts by in the North Yorkshire Grand National at Catterick. He beat the second horse by over 15 lengths. Personally, Jim, I think it would have really been great.
He's a fine bold jumper and he stays very well. So I could see him going well for a long way. But with all due respect, and I'm not knocking Catterick, so not anybody ring, but the comparison between the race he won there, the Yorkshire Grand National, and you know, the world's greatest steeping race, it's a bit like a donkey derby against the Epsom. And he got a savage ride from winning that well. He did win well, as you said, and he's got £14 in weight. But he's a fine jumper, I could see him showing up on the front.
And see you at midnight as well. We've mentioned it's now been purchased by Patricia and David Thompson. You know, the famous Party Politics Silks that won this race back in 1992. Personally, Jim, I think it's an interesting contender this year.
Very interesting. If you knew this horse was in the same form as he was 18, 20 months ago, he'd take a really interesting market. He slipped down to the same mark that he when he rang on third. He has had a lot of problems, and had a breathing operation prior to his run. He really 2.5 miles 3 weeks ago, which he had to take in. He had to run in the chase for the season. So, still relatively a young horse, sold as you said to the Thompson family. Very well handicapped on his novice horse. The worry is he still on horse?
Well, what we're going to do now is earlier on, I spoke to a trainer, Fergal O'Brien. He's got two horses in this year's Randolph's Health at Grand National. He's got Perfect Candidate and also Chase the Spoon as well. And here's what he had to say.
Fergal O'Brien joins me now, who has two runners in this year's Randolph's Health Grand National. Fergal, thank you very much for your time. As we say, you've got two horses running in this year's at Grand National. We'll start with Perfect Candidate, last seen running at Cheltenham in the Cotswold a couple of months ago.
Yeah, he ran very well. It was disappointing a couple of weeks before at the Sandown race. Paddy bounced him on made a running and, you know, eventually got out of class and but stayed on to finish fourth or fifth, I think it was. So picked up a bit of prize money. We freshened up, he's come here, and look, he ran very well here for a long way last year. He pulled up four out, jumped really well, really took to the fences. He's come here much better preparation, so it's the Grand National, so we're just excited to be here.
Do you think he's a lot more like stronger and mature this year, would you say?
Yeah, he's got I think he's got a, you know, much better chance this year than he did last year, yeah.
And we've also got Chase Ford running in this as well, a former winner of the England National. That was last season at Utox. Did it quite go to plan in the Ida though?
No, it didn't. Look, he won first time out after he won the Midlands National. He went up 8 or 9 pounds and then he won a decent handicap run Haydock first time out this year for us, and we thought brilliant, you know, he's improved again, which we hoped he would. And then we went to the Welsh National, one of the fancy ones, and wheels just fell off in the Welsh National. The ground was very deep, he had a fair bit of weight, and he just pulled himself into the ground and he never really recovered. So we freshened him up, or thought we'd freshen him up, went to the Ida. Ground probably dried out or got a bit tacky. Paddy said he was never really happy on it, so it's the wrong race to be on a recovery mission, but we're on a recovery mission. But if he takes the place in the ground, I've walked the track, the ground is beautiful out there, you know, he'll be on the slow side. If he takes to it, then, you know, I think he could run a big race.
Brilliant. Well, Fergal, thank you very much for your time and the best of luck with your two on Saturday. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Well, an interesting one, I've got Jim's thoughts as well. Warrior's Tale for Paul Nicholls. Now, this is interesting. He's owned by Trevor Hemmings. Trevor only purchased this horse after he finished second behind Candidate in the Skybet Chase at Doncaster. Now, for people who are big racing fans and follow the Grand National, you know that Trevor Hemmings has won this race three times in the past. 2005 with Hedge Hunter, 2011 with Ballard Briggs, and more recently, we've just mentioned as well, 2015 with Many Clouds. I think Warrior's Tale could run a good race.
For ground being faster, I'd agree with you. He's a classy handicapper. He stays well, he jumps well, comes into the race in good form, but I think it's
interesting. I'll put this for this way, Warrior's Tale. He's round about the 50-1 mark there. Right then, that's the end of our Grand National special here on the Bobby Beavers Racing Roundup alongside Jim McGrath. Thank you very much at home for watching, and also thank you for listening as well. Do join us next Thursday, because we're really excited about this. Next Thursday, we are live from Newmarket's Craven meeting next week at HQ. Myself and Jim are down there on the Thursday, and we will be broadcasting the show live from the Rolling Mile. Was it July? From the Rolling Mile. Definitely from the Rolling Mile. They're down there.
Don't go to July.
Because it'll be closed. I'll wait till July for that one. But yeah, we'll be down there at Newmarket. Do join us there as we preview with racing over. Always a pleasure to talk to Fergal O'Brien. As we say, he's got two horses in the field, perfect candidate, and Chase the Spud. Jim, do you give any of those two a chance?
Well, Fergal, you know, has had horses run well in the Grand National before. I'm thinking particularly Alvarado, who had a good record round here. But they're decent horses, the two he fields this time, Bobby. But they've done the winning, they've gone up in the weights, and I just think there are too many horses who are better handicapped than those two. So the honest answer is no, I don't fancy them.
And what we're going to do now is put Jim Slight on the spot, and myself as well, because people, you'll be watching this now, you'll be listening as well, thinking, what are our tips for this year's Grand National? So, Jim, I'll start with yourself, and I know you fancy a couple, so what horses do you fancy for this year's big race?
Well, it's not a case of fancy. I mean, if you do this job, I think you've got to have the courage of your convictions. I said to you last week I'd had that bet at 50-1 on Bédezil. But he was a sporting outsider at that stage. You know, he's a lot shorter now. I am essentially a form man. I know that doesn't always work out in the National. But to me, Total Recall and particularly Anibal Fly are two horses with form on soft ground. They're still not fully exposed. They come here. I know Total Recall fell last time. He fell at the third last in the Gold Cup. But he wasn't far behind Mike Bite. Has it happened before that horses have fallen in the Gold Cup and won, Bobby? Has it?
Do you know? What was that,
sir? Has it happened that horses have fallen in the Gold Cup and won the Grand National?
You
don't know, so I'll tell you. Yeah. Yes, Rhyme and Reason 30 years ago.
All right.
Four out in the
I was two.
And then came one. You were two, yes. I'll let you off then. So, what is my money going on? There's a little bit already on Bédezil, and I will be backing both Anibal Fly and Total Recall on Saturday.
What I can do to try and get a bit of credit here, I can name you a horse that didn't run a good race in the Cheltenham Gold Cup, then came here and won the Grand National.
Go on then.
Many Clouds.
Many Clouds, there you are.
Save myself at the last minute there.
How old were you then?
2015. 29.
29, my goodness.
A bit older than two. Right then, Fancy 3 myself, Anibal Fly. Very much agree with yourself, Anibal Fly. And obviously, it has been said that if there was rated it now, he would be rated £9 higher. So Anibal Fly for me. Also, I just know as well, I understand your point saying that obviously the North Yorkshire Grand National and the world's biggest steeplechase are worlds apart. I do agree with that. Apparently, he has scored well. You've heard what Danny Cook has had to say. He said he scored well over the Grand National fences up at Moulton. So each way, I just know as well. An interesting one, and I'll quickly get Jim's thoughts as well. Warrior's Tale for Paul Nicholls. Now, this is interesting. He's owned by Trevor Hemmings. Trevor only purchased this horse after he finished second behind Wakanda in the Skybet Chase at Doncaster. Now, for people who are big racing fans and follow the Grand National, you know that Trevor Hemmings has won this race three times in the past. 2005 with Hedgehunter, 2011 with Ballard Briggs, and more recently, we've just mentioned him as well, 2015 with Many Clouds. I think Warrior's Tale could run a good race.
If the ground had been faster, I'd agree with you. He's a classy handicapper. He stays well, he jumps well, comes into the race in good form, but I think it'll be too sticky for him.
Interesting there. But I'll probably say smallish way what he's telling. He's round about the 50-1 mark there. Right then, that's the end of our Grand National special here on the Bobby Beavers Racing Roundup alongside Jim McGrath. Thank you very much at home for watching, and also thank you for listening as well. Do join us next Thursday, because we're really excited about this. Next Thursday, we are live from Newmarket. It's the Craven meeting next week at HQ. Myself and Jim are down there on the Thursday, and we will be broadcasting the show live from the Rolling Mile. I was the July course there. From the Rolling Mile. Definitely from the Rolling Mile down there.
Don't go to the July course.
No, don't, because it'll be closed. I'll wait till July for that one. But yeah, we'll be down there at Newmarket. Do join us there as we preview the racing over the weekend next, which includes, of course, the Scottish Grand National as well. But for myself and Jim here at Aintree, it's goodbye for now.
You're listening to the Racing Roundup with Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath.